The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the views of the management and staff of Guardian Radio.
You're listening to Talking Heads with Naughty and Mary Jane. Mary Jane. Only on Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM.
Tell us things they used to do. Tell us how they used to groove and think. Do the songs of Rick and Scream.
Talking Heads with Naughty is brought to you by Burger King, Duty Free Caribbean, Easy Car Sales, Fine Threads, First Caribbean Bank, John's Department Store, Kelly's Home Center, KFC, Muffler World, Naughty Johnny's, NRG Nutrition, Prince Masters, Royal Caribbean Cruises Limited, and Tropical Gyros.
Songs by ancient money things. Some of the greatest stories I've told was on a Rick and Scrappy. No, some was told by Gino D. I grew up on K. I grew up on Ronnie, I grew up on Ozzy, grew up on Elon Moxie. Really hope that you don't feel, hope you don't feel, cause I play R&B and think I don't need my ranking straight. I hope that y'all don't think I let it go. Hope you don't think cause I make rock music and think that I don't let CBS play, that I won't play no Smokey Double O. My own mind will tell me how it used to be, how they would get jiggy and think to the sound of ranking straight, whoa, whoa. Feel like my generation eased up on this thing. Like we ain't grew up on this thing. A part of me still wanna sing. Hey, Rick, escape gone.
You got it locked and loaded to the Friday, November 28th edition of Talking Heads. Your boy Naughty Long and Mary Jane in your company right up until 6 p.m. The post-Thanksgiving edition of Talking Heads. And I can let you all know right now, the itis done been had me from yesterday. All right? So listen, don't expect too much energy out of me today because I am fully loaded with the itis. MJ threw down off the chain. And then you know we had the sports chef come up, Tropical Gyros. So yes, gluttony was in effect as part of the equation. But I got the full-blown itis.
When does it wear off?
I don't know because there's still Thanksgiving left over. There's still, you know, like turkey soup, turkey salad, turkey sandwich. I put on a turkey sandwich with cranberry and mayo, lettuce and tomato when I get off.
That sounds delicious.
Maybe for around 8 o'clock or 9 o'clock. I got to let some space go in between. I am. My
any games
God.
Tonight? Because you spent the whole of yesterday watching football.
That's it doesn't game. Matter if there's any other games tonight. There was only one game that mattered. The Dallas Cowboys punching the Kansas City Chiefs square in their mouth. Shout out to Big Chief. What's up, homeboy? What? Listen, I could be honest with you. You've been my brethren for years. But to know my Cowboys beat your Chiefs, had me up there. But to know you flew all the way to Kansas City, I mean to Dallas, to watch your Kansas City Chiefs and work all your fraternity hookups to be sitting in the box and send me a picture two seats down from Jerry and Stephen Jones. Send me a picture. You can see Jerry eye closing and all.
He was up in the booth.
He was that close. You know, Big Chief don't play.
He was upstairs?
So, yeah, to know that he went all the way to Jerry's World and sat two seats in front of Jerry and cut skin. I love it. That's priceless. And until me and you cross Jordan, Doc, I always can remind you of when you flew all the way to Dallas to watch your big, bad Kansas City Chiefs get punched in the mouth by my Dallas Cowboys. I had Patrick Mahomes, 4 TDs and all. Run. Listen, you got to tell your quarterback, work on the way he runs, okay? Because you got girls that look at him going, damn, he run like a girl. As a matter of fact, if you look at Patrick Mahomes real quick while he's running, he looked like a young gal from Long Island running on the beach. Or maybe that's his brother, but I don't know. Nonetheless, the Cowboys won. And for all y'all stinking Eagle fans, know your role, shut your mouth. Because after Chicago punched you in the mouth today, guess who come in to win that division? The Dallas Cowboys, because y'all get choked like y'all did a couple of other seasons ago. That locker room is in turmoil, and karma is a you-know-what. And for all the foolishness y'all do and have a jail in your station because your fans are a bunch of idiots, guess what? You can sit there and watch it and tote it. Mm-hmm. I said it. Now what? And you Dolphin fans, use my Cowboys as a beacon of hope because you are still mathematically alive in the AFC. You're on the respirator, but your pulse picking up. And if you can't make it in, play spoiler. Keep some people at home with you. All right? But all I can tell all of you when we get to 5 o'clock, put some respect on the Cowboys' name. That's all I'm saying. Just put a little bit of respect on the Cowboys' name. And Muffer, all I know you're listening, you could call in and let everybody know that I told them so too. Because I like when you do it rather than when I do it. Because when I do it, they say, oh, he's bragging. When you do it, they call me Naughty Damas. So does that answer your question if there's any football left, MJ?
Oh, sorry. I tuned out like 3 minutes ago. Once you said Dallas, yeah. Right? Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. So stay tuned out and don't
I
tune back in and we're good.
Out of the Cowboys. So what's it? What's it now? Y'all going to make a run for the Super Bowl? Where are we going with this?
Oh, I tuned out just now myself.
Stay tuned out.
And no, I wasn't doing the impersonation of Dead Air on the radio yesterday. But I will tell you this. Some of y'all trolls, let me be honest with y'all. Y'all should be put in a cage and put on a leash. And they should feed you like how they feed animals in the zoo. Because that's how y'all is carry on. Okay? And you know what? The people who use carry on for the way you do, they laugh at you. They pay you peanut salary. They give you chump change to act like an absolute jack, you know what, all over this road insulting people. And they don't care if you got a pot of pee in on a window to throw it out of, you know. They don't really care about you. They know they just got some field donkeys to go run and bray and bray and bray and bray and regurgitate party line. Not 1 ounce of doing it better for the country. Not 1 ounce of doing it better for the Bahamians. First, more than other foreign entities who are invading. And who got them invading. You all need to be honest and have a little bit of objectivity. Y'all can't defend strong and wrong all the time. Y'all would rather attack the likes of Rick Fox for being a man standing on his 2 feet and calling wrong where wrong is because you'd rather, keep singing for your supper, regurgitating party line, and spewing foolishness. Because if anybody should be stepping down, maybe Mr. Mitchell should free up that chairmanship position since he's the Minister of Foreign Affairs and the MP for Fox Hill. Or maybe Mr. Sebas Bastian should absolutely free his up. If you call him for Ricky's head on this matter, then his head need to roll on this matter too. Are you saying Peter is better than Paul? And this foolishness, this absolute idiocy, that Rick Fox ain't Bahamian enough to serve this country, you all are a bunch of idiots who think that way. Absolute idiots. And I double down on it. So if you feel in love something, that means you're probably one of them idiots that support that idiotic narrative. If you got foreign nationals calling this show saying because they got some paperwork from some shady government official for whatever ulterior motive they're getting it for, and they had the audacity to say they have just as much rights or more rights than Bahamians in this country, then damn Skippy Rick Fox got every much right to make a decision that he wants to serve in public office. What's this big phobia with Rick Fox? Why the PLP waters running so with Rick Fox? MJ, you got any ideas? Or are you still tuned out?
I'm still tuned out, but
okay,
I'll
fine,
tune in
no
a minute. I don't know what's going on with Rick Fox and why people may feel a particular way about him, but I'm observing the commentary.
And then when we observe the commentary, then let's look at some of these other comments. With other stuff that's going on, that's just one element, the whole immigration factor of it, the whole you're not Bahamian enough to absolute garbage. And all while we caught up on this kind of stuff, which has conversation and, talking merits to it, it's a distraction from stuff like this. OPM defends size of salary increase. That's an insult. That's an absolute insult. You all shouldn't even be saying you all defending that. You all should be defending yourself from getting it thrown back in your face. That's what you all should be doing. That was a pittance what some of those people were given.
I still haven't seen an official report. I know they say that some $20 million, I think that was the figure, was dispersed to 17,000 public service workers.
Then why do you have Belinda Wilson?
But I'm waiting for Ms. Wilson to just give us a little bit more details, more insight, so we can fully appreciate exactly what happened during that exercise.
Some people weren't even given a raise.
Well, that's what we're hearing. And this is why I said before, communication is important. And I don't want the communication just to come from the union. Taxpayer dollars were dispersed for an exercise that the, you know, Prime Minister says is from his heart. So please tell us how you dispersed that money. What was the criterion? So forth and so on. How many, public service workers got paid? What were the percentages? These kinds of things. Just information will help the public make an informed opinion on what's happening. But right now, I don't know what to say because I'm not personally affected. I don't know what they received, but I know that they probably expected more. So in that sense, you have a communications problem because you should have explained what it was persons, you know, should have expected. And then maybe we would not be in this situation.
All right. Let me just address something. Some of y'all taxes is get really biggity. I will talk about whatever I want to talk about from 4 to 6 p.m. Normally, I do sports in the 5 o'clock hour. But if I decided to talk it now, then you have to deal with it. You're taking it wrong, and I say we have, me and MJ and Pearly have the best and biggest fans in the business. You're all really focusing on that biggity. I can make sure I talk some other stuff too, but if I want to talk politics, text her. Now, I want to talk sports. Every hour will be sports hour if I wanted to go 2 hours.
You'd be doing that by yourself. But, yeah, I get the
point.
But
I've done it before.
We got a caller on the phone line. Let's go to the lines. Good
talking
afternoon,
heads.
Talking heads.
It's MJ.
Hey, good afternoon. Yes, it's MJ.
Naughty there?
Yes, he's right here.
Naughty, boy, know this country. Love you, boy. You and MJ, just bring it real. Let me tell you why they don't like the man who trying to come into the party, okay? They don't like Mr. Fox because this party don't like transparency, accountability, and they don't like to have to give an account for everything they do.
Hmm. You think that's what it is?
Hello?
Hi. Yeah, yes, no, we're listening, caller. You think that's why he's getting this negative pushback?
That's exactly why. When the man came on the show,
right,
he talked about some of the things that were going wrong in this country. And if he said things are going wrong in the country, who is he accusing? It can't be the FNM or the coalition. It definitely ain't the lady who, in the independent. He's talking about the present government. I went, Naughty, when last you been in Arawaki?
I passed Arawaki right after Goldie lost his establishment to have a look.
I have this question for you.
But mind you, it was hard for me to get into Arawaki because guess what? The stench from that sewage that they got open to the front there is deplorable. But I had to, cover up and mask up and go through.
Ah, Naughty. That's what I want to talk about. But Naughty, tell me something. I won't be transparent. Hopefully no kids on this. You just piss on the side of the wall, or you just pee on the side of the tree, or you just go in the bathroom.
I could be honest with you. 99% of the time, I go to the bathroom, or if I'm in public, I'll go to the urinal. But I do... But hold on, call. I got in full disclosure, full transparency. There is still a part of me that if I happen to be outside and it's the right situation and I see a lizard on a leaf, I still got to make sure I can hit the lizard off the leaf. I ain't gonna lie.
Yeah.
I go back to being 9 and 10-year-old in that vein. But outside of that, no, I go to the bathroom. And there's far too many people, I know where you're going with this, pull over on the side of the road anywhere, urinate wherever they want, and go and leave the stench lingering behind.
Right. Naughty, I can be honest with you. I do understand them now. I went in the bathroom today, and guess what? 90% of the toilets and the urinal is not working.
Oh, wow.
Now, hold on. Now,
what
see
this. What kind of government this deputy prime minister is talking about bringing in all these tourists? And when the tourists go to the bathroom, 90% of the toilet and urine. You want me to send you it on WhatsApp?
Ooh.
I took pictures.
No, no. I could take your word for it. That's horrible. And then they're talking about get people to fish fry, and they don't have the facilities working. And then on the weekend, with the amount of Bahamians that go out there, we don't have the facilities in our own country.
So, Naughty, that's the reason why Rick Falk wants to get involved.
But you know what?
Here's a man who has promoted the Bahamas, who has been a strong advocate for people coming to the Bahamas. But he looks and sees at some of the conditions from the city to the family island, and he understands that our grade, how we rate ourselves, isn't good in clientele. You know why people get spend so much money and they go to Dubai, the real rich people? Because of the condition. If you go in Disneyland, right, you can pay at least about $20 or $30 for a hamburger. But because you're in an environment so beautiful, you don't mind spending that $30 or $40. All I'm saying, Naughty, if we put ourselves in a position where we be, number one, cleanliness and decency, then we could do it. But if the hospital's horrible, Arawaki horrible, when these tourists go back, they say, boy, that's a third world country. I can listen to your commentation, so.
Hey, good stuff as always, man.
Thank you so much.
Your breath when you go into Arawaki, eh? Don't let them get you like they got me. But speaking of Arawaki, I remember prior to his resignation, and he moved to, I guess, for lack of a better word, desecrate Rodney's show. Levon Miller, who was in charge out there, was bragging about how all the bathrooms were repaired and all of this, and now he sashays Suarez Shantae's over to bastardize Rodney's show, and it's left in shambles. It's crazy.
I'm just trying to figure it out.
That
doesn't necessarily mean that at the moment when any person that's in charge or given those responsibilities to clean up an area, it doesn't mean that they were lying, but we recognize everything requires maintenance.
When you do a long diatribe, when you leave one job to the next and list off all that you've done,
everything,
and it's showing that it
everything
failed.
Everything requires maintenance. And so, and that's the thing, like when we pass the baton, when things change over or new people come in, you know, we have to make sure that the level of work is continuous and that we have high standards, right? So if at a moment in time, even look at the hospital that we're going to get, it looks like the deal is just about done. We build a brand new hospital, okay, lovely. But if the proper maintenance doesn't take place, then in about, I give it about 5 years, we won't have one hospital that's in a just terrible state of disrepair.
We'll have two. And
so
don't forget
the
stadium. And you're talking about the national stadium, the baseball stadium. Look at it. We suck as far as maintenance goes and maintaining the property.
Especially ones that are gifted to us. We have to do a better job with that. We got another call on the line. Talking Heads, good afternoon.
Yes, good afternoon, are you, MG?
Hey, hi.
I was prompted to call. One thing I have to maintain, MG and Naughty, my sanity. All right? Yeah, man. And so, yeah, I listen to Naughty. You know, but Naughty, you give me a good laugh. I forget the joke you put in there with the political dupes, right? That's why we have words like that. But I noticed the impetus towards attacking Mr. Fox, right?
Mm.
Who I really don't know, never met, but I work with a Fox guy in accounts in my young days. It might be his cousin, Dave from Fox Hill.
Okay.
I don't want to call anybody's name, but
right.
The thing is, it disturbs me because I look at people. When he was on your show, I kind of listened to what he was saying, and he said something that I thought was important for me. When he said there's only 400,000 of us and we should be doing better, like he made it like, you know, like it's actually something can be done. But
right.
The thing is, me personally, you know, I don't lotion no man, I rather condemn, right? But when we look at the overall national dilemmas that we see, we don't even discuss existential threats to humanity on the radio because our minds are not conscious about it. But let's look at us as a country. This man has international exposure and influence, right? So what I'm saying is I don't know what he's capable of doing or who he's capable of networking with. So as far as I'm concerned, if we are all proud that he was a basketball star and he was an ambassador for the Bahamas,
right,
silently without the position given to him, right?
Right.
So if he makes such a statement, maybe that's what he means. He can be an ambassador without holding the portfolio. I feel as if he has already done it. But what I'm saying is to deny what he's saying and to deny him his right to feel like a Bahamian, as he sees things, right?
Right.
It's it's foolishness. You see what I'm saying? Because he could observe the social fallouts and the socioeconomic dilemmas that he's seeing. And so when I look at our key, Naughty spoke about it, I laugh because it's actually true, but this is going on for decades, you know. So then, obviously, you know, I get kind of emotional. I juxtapose this with the Ministry of Health, et cetera, Environment Health, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Right? So what does this mean to me? We look at government space, that's gone a long way. I mean, we are actually seeing these things. It's like you're gaslighting people on everything from migration. And then the thing is that I hate about it is when this is the most sickening part about it. You know, I'm 61. Why can't we get along? You know, I have Asian, Bahamian brothers and sisters that we, I listen, man. Please, listen to what I'm saying. When they say, why are we only attacking Asians? We are not attacking Asians. And that's what is sickening for me because they don't know. That it might be the newcomers, but what I'm saying is, yes, but the problem is the numerology and the demographics that is proliferating and filling the hospitals and filling the schools and squatting on the lawn, et cetera, and burning the flag and doing the creating the disparity in the, I mean, the belligerence or just the animosity or the schism. You understand right. what I'm saying? It shouldn't be. You get what I'm saying. But when you speak out, it's a problem, right?
Yep. Yep.
So
I get what you're saying.
Who's going to step in? Who's going to be the social...
We have to solve these problems. Thanks, 52.
Good points, 52.
Talking Heads.
Hi, Mary Jane.
Hi, GNN.
Naughty, we don't hate you. You're just naughty by nature.
What's going on, GNN?
I can tell you what Grammy tell me. Grammy tell me, don't lie. Tell the truth. The truth don't need no extra leg to stand on. I tell you from the ground up. You know why they want people like Rick Fox them in there? Because Rick Fox them bring truth, honesty, transparency, and integrity. And some of them, but most of them politicians, they scared to go to jail. Thanks for taking GNN.
Have a good weekend, GNN.
You have a good weekend, GNN. Talking Heads.
Richard, you know your name, Jerry.
Hi.
Oi, hey, let me ask you a question. If you had a choice to hold it in, and tell you which Coral Harbor or use our Rocky bathroom.
What's your fixation is with sharing your bowel movements on this show? This is the second time you done broken down your weak belly and your bowel movements.
Tell us, what would you do? What would you do?
I will let anyway. I have a phobia with public bathrooms. I'm dead serious.
Oh, my goodness.
I believe
I have a serious phobia with public bathrooms. I just can't do it.
And I think, and me personally, I think you got a serious collection of napkins, toilet tissue, and plastic bags stashed in your car somewhere.
Good luck to you. Have a great weekend, okay? Let's hope you never fall short. Talking Heads.
Good afternoon. Is it me?
It's you.
Melinda Wilson.
Hello, Miss Wilson.
Hey, Miss Wilson. How are you?
I'm doing good. What y'all say?
We are waiting to hear from you. That's all. We're just waiting to hear from you.
I was waiting to line it up for next week because I know, as per our last conversation, you were still waiting on some more information to come in, and you had to speak to.
So what you want to do? You want to let it go now?
No. We can let it fly now, and we'll see you Monday at 4. We'll see you Monday
Tell
at
us
4.
What's happening? What's happening?
All right, you got Monday at 4.
Monday at four. And then, let me just
No, you have the platform now, but you can come back and double down on it on Monday as well, we're saying.
Let me say this quickly, though. The Prime Minister needs to stop sending a boy, the Trey Rumming, to do his job. I don't recall
Did
the
she
Trey
just go
being
there?
Elected, and I don't recall him being the Minister of Finance or the Prime Minister. So if we wrote to the Prime Minister, our expectation is that we will get a response from the Prime Minister. So he goes and he speaks to the media prior to speaking to us.
Oh, boy.
And that is what they keep missing. That is where the disrespect is. And for the, I really got to address the political persons who seem as though the brain in their head cannot critically think.
Are you talking about the trolls who just regurgitate foolishness?
Yes. The union, we never said that we negotiated this increase which the Prime Minister paid. We always said that it was from a salary review.
Right.
So if it's from a salary review, then we're still trying to find out what did you benchmark the salary with?
Let me just ask, which
countries, which teachers?
Let me ask you this, Belinda, because the last time you were on the show, you said you were waiting to receive data from the OPM. in regards to each individual employee, 17,000 of them, how they would be compensated for what they were supposed to get, correct? So you would know there would be a scale in order for you guys to determine how they should be compensated, correct?
Right.
You never got that, correct?
As we speak today, I do not have that in my hand. I do not have it, and Kim C. Ferguson does not have it.
Okay.
Now Latrey Raming sent me a note to say that he has responded to my letter and that I must check my email. So I'm going to check my email.
Right.
However, like I said, we have not received the information. And I have members who are contacting me to say that they did not receive anything.
This is my next question.
That's an important question because we are curious as to, we heard your statement before saying that some of your members got nothing. How big of a percentage do you think that is?
Well, we don't know.
You don't know.
We don't know. So we have several of them that have contacted me
so far.
But if we had received the listing, then we would be able to do we could reconcile our list from the government with our membership list.
Right.
And we would have been able to say who did not get it. The next thing is where the prime minister, they gave a double increment. However, that was not what he stated in the meeting. And we have our minutes, we have our documentation, and if he tried to say otherwise, we could back up what we say.
What were you told in the meeting?
What we were told in the meeting, he said in the House of Assembly on June the 4th that persons will be paid between 2% and 8%. So we were told in the meeting that they will use the same methodology to pay the 17,000 civil servants. And then I heard one idiot, because I only could call him an idiot. I don't know him. But I heard an idiot earlier this morning saying that we should be glad that we have $200 and $300 added to the base.
But Linda, let me just ask you this question, okay? And I think I'm getting a text from one of your members. But it says, good afternoon, MJ and Naughty. The PM is making no sense. They said the money would be retroactive from September 2024. Now, obviously, what they've received, so we're expected to believe that $300 for 19 months, that's $15.78 a month for each month this government was assessing, and $7.35 for those who got $150. Is there any truth to those numbers?
Okay. What? No. We requested, or we could even say stronger, we demanded to be paid retroactive to September 2024 because those who got the 3,000, 10,000, 40 plus thousand, they were paid retroactive to last year, September. So we said to the Prime Minister, that is what we are requesting
but these
for
numbers,
our members.
These numbers reflect that they've only done for 2025.
Right. So it's 2 months. So when somebody says, let me explain to you, when someone says, I got $150, so that is the person at the lower end of the salaries, so they got $37.50 times two for September and $37.50 times two for October.
Oh,
so that's
boy.
How they ended up with 75 and 75 give you $150. So like I said earlier, the idiot who called and said we should be happy that we got $250 added to our pay. No, let me explain what is added to the pay. So what's added to the pay would be $75, which is from the $37.50. Then you have the others who get $41.66. You have us as teachers, $58.33 times two. So those are two increments. So the increments are $450, $500, $600, and $700 for the year, for 12 months. So we were asking for retroactivity. So if you gave us $700 from last year, and then you gave us $320+ or $350, we would have had $1,050 today.
Yeah, it'd be a different story today. Let me ask you this. I think we talked about it a little bit the last time you were on the show, but the whole narrative around it, because when the senior and middle public servants got their money, it was about protecting them from inflation, you know, recognizing that this needed to be done. But when a lot of your members who recently got this pay got paid, the narrative then becomes, oh, you should be happy, this is from my heart. And I'm very uncomfortable with the way that the pay raises for the senior persons are being framed as opposed to maybe some more of the junior public servants. How do you feel about the way that they're approaching this?
MJ, they have to realize, too, that the inflation hits us also.
Exactly.
Yeah, and furthermore, we cannot forget how you have some of those senior civil servants whose responsibility allowance is $20,000. Some of the workers don't make that.
Yeah.
They get a housing allowance of $12,000 to live in their own house.
Oh, boy. Yeah,
but you want to give crumbs to the civil servants, the persons who make the machinery work, and then the prime minister going to say he disappointed him.
I was just going to ask you, what do you have to say? Because the prime minister did say today, and I'm sure we'll see more of it on the evening news, that he was disappointed in the response of the public servants who just got paid. What do you have to say about that?
We'll be disappointed in him, and I wonder who's advising the prime minister. Because his advisors need to be fired and he needs to pay them $300 on their way out the door.
My goodness.
Sound like he got some stupid advisors, not advisors.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, it makes no sense. And they need to be truthful. Because first of all, they never did a comprehensive compensation study anyway.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So that was the first untruth.
Oh, boy.
And because if they did, just how it was for the senior person, the amount of raise that the person should have received, the adjustments to bring them up on par with whoever they were benchmarking with, that is what Deloitte & Touche put in the document.
Right.
But they couldn't put it in the document for the 17,000 civil servants because they never did a compensation study for us.
Yeah. Oh, boy.
And let me say this, too, really, before I go, too. For the trolls again, you know, that's what you always call them. Okay. So the union have rights, and I just need to let them know that the union shall be consulted. This is 8.19 of our agreement. On any matters which affects the terms and conditions of employment as provided for in our agreement.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, that's standard
stuff. And negotiations shall be engaged when the need arises to allow the parties to agree a resolution to such a matter. And the disrespect, again, is you paid the persons after we've walked the road, after we've called you, after we've written to you, but you paid the persons, and the union has to hear that the persons are being paid through the media, and you want to talk about respect and disappointment.
Yeah, I don't like the way that the communication has gone on this issue at all. Tell me one thing. I know that you said that your members were responding to some polls. How is that looking? When can we get a full, some by Monday, you think, maybe when we talk?
Guess what?
We'll know.
I got the results, and I can't give it to you.
Can't give it to us yet?
I'll be like, damn.
Yeah, I don't want you to be like that. I don't want you to be like that.
I got the results in about an hour ago, so I'm going to let my members know.
So when we see you on Monday, you'll have something to tell us.
All right.
I'll be ready to go.
Well, you got some leftover turkey to get to, and you got some reading to do, so I can let you get to that.
All right.
Thank you so much for updating us.
Have a great weekend, and we'll see you Monday, Belinda. Thanks so much.
Thank you so much.
All right, let's get to this other call. Talking Heads.
Good afternoon, Naughty and MJ.
Good afternoon.
It's a pleasure to be coming after the greatest trade unionist of all time, in my estimation.
There you go.
That's Belinda Wilson. She could orchestrate a general strike. Then she'll be the greatest of this region.
Mm.
So that's basically what we need. No, but it's just...
Cleaver, now, before you get into this...
The government.
Cleaver, before you get into
this...
I want you at the end, after you finish contributing. I got a special question for you, so don't hang up, okay?
No problem, sir.
All right, go ahead.
The headline, the Tribune headline, again, is being, I want to comment on Rex Fox's position, but I have to be up to be certain of where he, what he would do politically, whether he's going to join one of the two of the institutions, or he's going to do and go the independent route and form something new. But I'm leaning towards the latter. But the problem is, though, I don't know why they're going after Rick Fox as if he's a stranger to the Bahamas. The man left the Bahamas when at age 15.
Yeah, he was 15.
And represented us quite, the 242, quite barely.
Yeah.
High school, college, and professionally in the NBA.
You know, he did a good job. But now, and what Rick has to understand is this, though. Anytime you talk about politics, the status quo has come after you like they did with Trump full force. You know, because when you're about change, when you're not about, I'm doing things the old way. But these old weapons, obviously, they're not working. They're not working no more, no. You listen to Donald Trump speech.
Which one?
In respect to the immigrants who commit that heinous act on those guards that he sent down there to New York.
I see that they are clamping down. He's got about 13 countries that are about to see that they're persona non grata to the United States. Yeah, a lot is happening.
Well, basically, and I don't want the listeners to think I am condoning or I am xenophobic or et cetera, right? But we got a young man in the Bahamas. And we have never done this, you know. We give out these things, these citizenship, these work permits, but I don't ever hear about anyone revoking anything. But this gentleman, he entered the U.S. legally. He was invited in out of Afghanistan, mm-hmm. and he committed that heinous act.
Mm-hmm.
Trump now saying now he's going to deregularize him.
Yeah, denaturalize him. Mm-hmm.
You know, we had a gentleman when the government of the Bahamas was demolishing shanty town. He came out and said, you have a new language now. These are tech talks we're hearing that they are more of us than yours.
Right.
Oh, Bahamians, if we want to get Colombian necktie. You remember
I remember that.
Cleve, I can be honest with you. Those aren't the Haitian Bahamians that we grew up with, because I know a ton of Haitian Bahamians that are still waiting to get their paperwork. They've been here their whole entire life. 40s, 50s.
This is why we need the Freedom of Information Act.
Correct.
And we need to have the anti-corruption bill. See, because right now, I would like to really know who all would have voted in the Golden Gate period.
And you know,
I'm in the Golden Isles constituency in the by-election. I would like to know the ages, the demographics, where they live,
and
where they live.
Again, that's great info, Cleve, because I've gotten some calls with allegations. And that's strictly what they are, the allegations. But allegedly, the two polling divisions that Mr. Pickstock had his great success in, apparently there's a high number of Haitians in that community.
See, this is what we need to know. And this is why, this is what they're sharing. And if this basically, see, I really believe whoever regularizing these people, they held back, you know. They held back in that by-election because too much eyes was on that one constituency. But I believe you're going to see a proliferation of new voters all over this island, all over the Bahamas, in the general election. It's very, very, very important that they release proper data so we can have a sensible dialogue as to where the demographics of these voters are coming from, these new voters, et cetera. But I can't allow the government of the Bahamas to do basically what the Democrats are planning to do in that elections.
But we need to do it, Cleve, collectively. You need to do it. I need to do it. Bahamians need to do it. Encourage every Bahamian that you know that is stuck on the sofa talking about, I ain't going to vote. I ain't going to get them registered. Get them out to vote. At the end of the day, there are more of us than them.
You know, but remember, the commissioner of the police, it was the commissioner of police and all of the high delegates, they went crying on that gentleman's shoulder, you know. You remember that?
Cleve, at the end of the day, we have to take our country back. So we need to ask for more, and we need to talk about the things that are red flags and concern voters in this country.
But I'll pause now, Nori, and I'll wait, you know.
Now, the second question that I had for you. You watched your football on Thanksgiving Day yesterday? Now, I need to ask you this question.
Naughty,
see, I didn't pull your file. I got to ask something from you specifically. Did my Cowboys look as good beating the Chiefs yesterday as we did beating them Buffalo Bills or yours in the Super Bowl? That's what I want to know.
Well, I would like that match, but it looks like we got deflated, man, because the game to be a losing, Naughty, man.
Listen, all I can tell you is your reputation as a Bills fan precedes you. I found that out the other day. I said, boy, I got something special for Cleveland. He go on next time.
Yeah, we don't lose the four straight Super Bowls. I accept that. And I believe that I can live to see the Buffalo Bills like some Miami Dolphins.
And Dallas Cowboys. I believe God could bless me to see one more before I cross Jordan. So, yes, man.
I want to see one because it's been 30-something years I've been rooting for those guys and we haven't won a thing. But yeah. I believe, I thought this year was our year, but I'm beginning to sound more like the Dolphins now, who think every year is their year.
All right, Cliff, I got to get to the break, so let me get this other call. But have a great weekend. Enjoy the leftovers. A turkey day. Talking Heads.
Hey, MJ. Hey, Naughty.
Jeff, do me a favor.
Hey,
I know you probably got it.
Yeah,
call right back after the news so we can give you the full platform.
Okay,
I don't want to cut you off.
Will do.
All right, let me get these couple of texts in real quick, and then we'll get to the break. Naughty and MJ, I love Belinda Wilson, how she fights for her members no matter what, and she doesn't care who feeling she hurts or who doesn't like it or who doesn't like her for that matter. Miss Wilson, please don't strike. Wait online in 2026. Naughty, wasn't Ryan Pinder living in the States for years and ran for politics in the Bahamas? And furthermore, Naughty, if Rick Fox is a true Bahamian, why he was given an if he isn't a true Bahamian, why was he given an ambassadorship? Even these talk shows the night didn't even know he was an ambassador.
Because when you hear Rick Fox, that's not the first thing. I mean, you know. It's not the first thing that comes to mind.
Naughty and MJ, I'm just curious about Rick Fox. Why does he need to be neglected to make changes to the Bahamas? For the same reason Sebastian needs to be elected to make changes, because he can make changes in his capacity now without running. So if not, why not? Both are Bahamian. Both should be afforded the opportunity. All right, brother Naughty and sister MJ, we cannot wait until Lady Wilson comes on your talk show next week to properly explain and answer all these questions. These governments are always trying to take advantage of public service officers. Why? Save our country today. All right, let's get to the break.
I look forward to Ms. Wilson being on Monday as well. That's going to be a great conversation.
All right, we're going to take a break. Flip side of the break, we'll get some more calls and some more texts, and we'll go over for a little bit, and then we will talk sports for the rest of the 5 o'clock hour. So get your popcorn ready. If you think I can let that Cowboy victory go by and not talk about it, you're out of your mind. See you all right after the break as the Friday, November 28th edition of Talking Heads continues right after this.
Tis the season to crunch and be merry with KFC's festive feast. Gather around the table, the laughter, and the people you love most with KFC flavor that makes every moment brighter. So whether you're here for original memes or spicy moments, gather around for the memories that truly matter. Share 8 juicy pieces of your favorite KFC chicken with 4 buttery biscuits and make it extra festive with your favorite sides. Make moments full of flavor, not dish duty. KFC, it's finger licking good.
This holiday season, give yourself the gift of a fresh start with a personal loan at Fidelity. You could win refreshing prizes like a luxurious spa day, John Bull gift certificates, a cruise for two, and more. Make that move to a fresh start today. Call 356-7764. Promotion ends December 19th.
Fidelity, we're good for you.
Join the Bahamas Heart Association for its inaugural golf tournament, proudly presented by Visa and Fidelity Bank on Sunday, November 30th at the spectacular Royal Blue Golf Club. Every swing brings hope and healing to young hearts. Gather your team and play with purpose or make a donation. Tee off for Tiny Hearts, because every heartbeat deserves a chance. For more details, contact the Serfic the Sassoon Heart Foundation at sassoonheartfoundation.org.
John Shoes and Accessories is your one-stop shop for all your footwear needs. You will find what you're looking for among the growing collection of classic and trendy styles with new arrivals every week. John's covers the whole family and has great prices, helpful and friendly customer service. Your experience shopping with us will be time well spent. Shop with us online at www.johnshoes.com. John's also now carries small home appliances. So come on into John's, located on Rosetta Street in Palmdale and Carmichael Road West. John's, we put fashion at your feet.
The holidays are all about traditions, the lights, the laughter, and the food you can't wait to dig into. KFC Deluxe Sandwiches are the favorites that never miss a season. Bite into an extra-large, juicy chicken filet with fresh lettuce, tomato, melty cheese, pickles, and creamy mayo, nestled on a buttery brioche bun. Make mealtime extra festive with the Festive Big Box for $15, featuring a KFC Deluxe Sandwich and our new coconut dessert biscuit. Classic flavor, festive feel with KFC Deluxe Sandwiches. KFC, it's finger licking good.
Refined style with elegant taste, then fine threads is your place. If you want those slacks hemmed or just taking the waist, then fine threads is your place. If you want to look suave and debonair everywhere you go, like you're supposed to be in a video, want to step out and look great, then fine threads is your place. Refined style with elegant taste, then fine threads is your place, is your place.
What's on your wish list this year?
A family staycation.
A shopping spree.
Surprise me.
Tis the season of surprises. You could win a tech bundle, family staycation, US $1,000 cash back, or US $500 Amazon voucher. Simply use your CIBC Caribbean Visa credit card or Visa debit card for a minimum spend of US $100 or more. Learn more at www.cibccaribbean.com. Terms and conditions apply.
Craving something bold, fresh, and unforgettable? Tropical Gyros is your flavor-packed escape, a Carib-Greek fusion born right here in Nassau. From juicy grilled salmon, chicken, and pork gyros to loaded bowls, fresh salads, wings, and more, there's something for every craving. Find Tropical Gyros at any of their locations, JFK Plaza, Rosetta Street, Port Lucaya Freeport, or their franchise spots on Prince Charles Drive, Soldier Road West, Delaporte, and Carmichael Road. Tropical Gyros, not just good food, it's an experience.
You're listening to Talking Heads with Naughty and Mary Jane. Mary Jane. Only on Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM.
Talking Heads with Naughty is brought to you by Burger King, Duty Free Caribbean, Easy Car Sales, Fine Threads, First Caribbean Bank, John's Department Store, Kelly's Home Center, KFC, Muffler World, Naughty Johnny's, NRG Nutrition, Prince Masters, Royal Caribbean Cruises Limited, and Tropical Gyros.
We're back at ya on the Friday, November 28th edition of Talking Heads. Your boy Naughty along with MJ and your company right up until 6 p.m. Wrapping up what we started the discussions on in the first hour. We'll go over a little bit with them, and we'll talk sports in short order as well, too. Got some text to get to. And, of course, I like to keep you in the know and get you where you want to go. And you definitely want to take advantage of this, all right? The Black Friday weekend, Colombian Emeralds. All right, this Black Friday weekend, Colombian Emeralds is giving you a chance to win a 14-carat gold, diamond, and rhodonite necklace. One lucky winner will take home this beautiful prize piece, actually, valued at $700. Now, here's how it works. You make a purchase at any Colombian Emeralds location, and you will receive a ticket to enter this exclusive giveaway. That's Bay Street, Royal Towers, Marina Village, and Port Lucaya. Make a purchase at any of these Colombian Emeralds locations and stores, and you will be entered to win this beautiful necklace. Every $500 spent gains you an additional entry. This giveaway is ongoing from November 27th through November 30th. One lucky winner will be selected on December 1st. So hurry on into Colombian Emeralds for your chance to win. And Colombian Emeralds brings home more than memories. So go in and get that exclusive piece today that's going to, you know, speak volumes and have a chance to win another piece that is off the chain worth $700. Can't beat that with a stick. All right? So check out Colombian Emeralds today, tomorrow, and Sunday. Because come Monday, no more chance to win them. And that's a great prize to win. Let's get to the phone lines real quick. Talking Heads.
Hey, Naughty, I'm back.
All right, Jeff, what you got for me?
Okay, very quickly, five areas that I believe our people should never neglect. That is teachers, the medical profession, our fire department, our police department, as well as our elderly more than anything.
Mm.
And whenever we neglect these five areas, we seem to have chaos in this country. It's kind of alarming that we are still talking about this Golden Isles situation and the allegations that's coming out of there. We all know that the immigration aspect in this country will always play a pivotal role in most of the conversations we have here, because the immigration side of what's going on in our society today is very concerning. The illegal migration in this country and the regularization of these persons in this country will always be a bone of contention, even though the powers that be would want us to dismiss it, try to sweep it under the rug, do not want to discuss, but it will always rear its ugly head. I'm going to say this much. You're talking about the biometric identification card that they're coming up with, and I will continue to say it. How can we regularize anyone biometrically when we do not know who these people are? They're trying to use it on the premise that it's for we, the Bahamian people. But a lot of us out here smell a rat, because it's not that. It is to basically regularize the persons who have came here, who they have given citizenship to get them to fit in at our expense. We have to fix this nonsense. How can we regularize a group of a set of people who do not deserve to be here? We give them our citizenship, let them change their names, and we must sit here and accept the nonsense from our government, who is supposed to be the protector of the Bahamian people, and they have neglected in doing so. Who has done the background checks of these persons whom we have given citizenship to? And now you got to wonder why President Trump is acting the way how he is. He may not have called the Bahamas his name per se, but he's concerned about people that's coming from this country into their borders. When are we as Bahamians going to accept this and stop allowing these politicians to play these games upon us? We are sensible thinking people. We can rationalize things. We can see things for what they are. Why are we afraid to call these things out? Naughty, I can tell you, if we do not protect this country as patriots and we allow these others to come in here to do what they're doing, give the Bahamas a black eye, these leaders that we have are millionaires. They could go anywhere around the world. They could go and live. The rest of us have to remain here in this country because we can't afford to go anywhere else. When are we going to stop the nonsense? But anyway, let it be business as usual, but I refuse to sit on the side. Keep quiet and allow these shenanigans to continue destroying my country. It's not going to happen. But anyway, thanks for taking my call.
Have
Bahamian people, I pray to God you all wake up and see the smoke for what it is and stop being silly and really put some real people in our parliament who cares about we the people and this country as a whole. Thanks for taking my call.
Thanks so much, Jeff. Oh, so that was a lot. That was a lot in his commentary. I know, and I keep saying this, which is that communication helps resolve some of these anxieties that Bahamians have as to what's happening in the U.S. I understand that the Trump administration on Wednesday did officially end temporary protective status for Haitian nationals that would have been in that country, some of them from the earthquake of 2010. So it's going to be something to keep an eye out on, because, you know, the United States has certain policies. We have certain policies. We understand the state of Haiti right now. This is definitely something that that can, that has the potential to affect us here in the Bahamas. So, yeah, that's definitely something to look out for, because the United States is taking a very hard line. And in light of what happened the other night, it appears as though that president is going to take an even harder line on immigration than he has in the past, the administration. So, yeah, that is something that we, being right on their borders and with a lot of the Haitian nationals that may have passed through this country en route to the United States, you know, it is definitely something for us to watch
and
out
how
for.
How many of them ICE have now, and they have Bahamian passports, are going to be repatriated here to us?
This is all information that I'm sure they will get from the Trump administration moving forward, and then they should talk to the Bahamian people and let us know exactly what's happening, because come February, things are going to be very... It's almost 500,000 Haitians living in the United States that will lose their legal status in early February. I think it's February 3rd, so...
That's why I said earlier, and let me clarify it for context. I said we need to take our country back, and I mean we need to put pressure on our government officials to put the legislation parameters in place for us Bahamians to remain first in our own country.
Well, Bahamians are first in the Bahamas.
But there are a lot of Bahamians that feel like second-class citizens in their country, and maybe that's not the case, but that is the feeling.
Right.
And to eliminate that feeling... We need to focus.
But we need information. We need transparency. But we should have that for everything.
But in addition to the transparency, it's accountability. When politicians come knocking on your door, instead of saying, what are you going to give me? I need some roof. I need some... No. Ask them on policy matters. Make them talk on immigration. Make them talk on crime, the cost of living, BPL, education, healthcare, just to name a few.
And as far as that...
See where they go with that.
As far as the conversation around immigration, and I talked about this the other day, but I don't understand how this administration is just, like, shoo-shooing it off, like, hand-waving it off, like it's not a big deal. But you have to understand some norms have been broken, right, publicly. We had a situation where the Minister of Immigration was handing out paperwork in a church.
In a church.
You had a situation where he intervened in something else, and then you never get a fulsome explanation afterwards.
Wasn't one given posthumously?
Right. So you never get, and that had a ripple effect. So you never get timely information. And so, of course, you leave a lot of room for people to form their own opinions. And in some cases, the opinions are quite right. You know, you never get an apology. You never get a good explanation as to why some of the conventions are being broken.
Let's get this one call in and then get to the break. Talking heads.
Hey, you say naughty.
What's happening?
Hey,
hi.
Yeah, no, you man, you hit the nail right on the head. The people them, I don't know why they don't ask MP them or the people who come around them with the policy and everything and all that. Naughty, I feel every pinch when I go to the food store, when I go to the gas station, when I go this way, that way. And you know what I mean? When you have to deal with government offices and everything.
Yep.
And these Bahamian people them. But I mean, what I wonder, I be wondering if they when they go in their house, they go in a different part, a different world, you know, like how I'm in a science fiction movie when you could walk through them dimensions, I think.
Walk through a portal, eh?
Yeah.
Because not all of this was going on in this country, and the Bahamian people them wouldn't put the feet to the fire, these people who come to their door.
Yeah. Yeah, it's getting crazy. But
that's a serious thing.
No, it is a serious thing.
And then 5 years, four after the 5 years come now, after they can put them in and everything and all that, then they won't cry. The roof can almost rotten. When you see it reach on, when it reach almost a 4 year back again, the roof can rotten in again if they ain't maintain it.
Yeah.
Correct.
Maintenance is a big deal.
Or they could wait for 5 years till somebody else come campaign and say, I need a new roof.
That's correct. But I don't understand this. We really need to fix this Bahamas back again, man. It's the smaller things with hurting people, right? At least with hurting me. I don't know. I don't understand what's going on. And I know I make more money than and some of these people. You know, and I crying. So you imagine them saying, know what I think, Naughty? If they could bond them noodles and all them different things, I think they'll cry. Because I believe the Bahamian people them right now, that's our national dish right now, you know.
Oh, boy.
Noodles and hot dog.
Oh,
I go on that.
All right, my brother. Be safe.
Let's get some of these texts out.
And then we get to the break.
Sure. MJ, can you please publicly invite the Bahamas Nurses Union president to the show? She will not show up, but still publicly invite her, Muriel Lightburn. Of course, all of the union leaders are invited to the show anytime to address the issues that their members may be facing open invitation. This texter says, Naughty and MJ, I want to know when we will take a hard line on immigration. We need to take the... Okay, gotcha. Thank you very much. Thank you very much, texter.
Oh, boy. Some went left after that hard line, huh?
Yeah. So went real hard right. This texter says, Naughty and MJ, Jeff has made some very valuable points on what is happening in our country. We need to stop our nation country for sale aspect. That's what's happening. Save the Bahamas today for our children's future. Selah, 2025. This texter says, Naughty and MJ, I agree with Jeff. Jesus, our Savior, gave us freedom of choice. Why should we allow mortal man to intimidate their beliefs and reject our own? Mm-hmm. This texter says, when will you guys invite Fred Mitchell on your show, considering he is the Minister of Foreign Affairs? Yeah, I guess if we catch Mr. Mitchell wearing the Foreign Affairs hat, because, you know, I mean, you never know which hat he's wearing, whether it's Foreign Affairs or whether or not it's, you know, political leader of the Progressive Liberal Party, which I think is problematic and quite ironic considering most of what they're attacking Mr. Fox on. But yeah, he too has an open invitation. But, you know, we do take a lot of calls on this show, and sometimes that's not convenient for some politicians.
All right, let's take a quick break. Clips out of the break. We'll be right back at you on the Friday, November 28th edition of Talking Heads, which continues right after this.
One jump around and sing songs by ancient modern things. Some of the greatest stories ever told was on a rig and scrape. No, some was told by Gino D. I grew up on K. I grew up on Ron. I grew up on I. Grew up on Elon Moxie. Really hope that you don't feel. Hope you don't feel because I play IMEN.
Are you searching for something new? Something exciting? Your dream job in paradise? Well, look no further. Royal Beach Club Paradise Island is hiring. Join a dynamic group of passionate hospitality professionals, craft unforgettable moments, and thrive in a vibrant, welcoming atmosphere. Play your part in shaping the future of our team while growing your own career every day. Bring your energy, your passion, and your creativity to a workplace that's as dynamic and fun as you are. At Royal Beach Club Paradise Island, the opportunities don't just exist. They're limitless. So are you ready to find your perfect fit? Visit Royal Beach Club at paradiseisland.com/career today and step into a world of exciting possibilities.
The technicians at Muffler World on Mackey Street and Robinson Road can do a lot of things to make your car perform better. Like make sure the wheels are properly aligned and that your brakes actually work and that your car is using the correct oil and, in fact, has oil. Those same techs can replace your entire exhaust system. Check out Muffler World for the top-of-the-line Walker muffler. Now, if you want your ride to sound rude, Muffler World can help you there, too, with a system by Flowmaster. Muffler World, Mackey Street and Robinson Road. Mufflers and a whole lot more.
Flame Grill tastes better. Head to Burger King Nassau. You'll see our legendary Whopper with cheese is made with 100% flame grilled beef for that juicy and smoky barbecue flavor you love. Topped with fresh ingredients and nestled in an even fluffier bun. And right now, enjoy BK's Whopper with cheese combo with fries and a drink for just $9. Including that, the King gives more food and more flavor for an unbeatable price. Taste the flame grill difference at any of Burger King's 7 locations in Nassau.
The wait is over. The all-electric Geely Radara pickup is back at Easy Car Sales. Choose from 5 all-new 2026 models, complete with dual cab comfort, impressive cargo space, great towing ability, and tech features straight from the future. The perfect pickup for both work and play is 100% electric elegance complete with factory warranty. Arrange a test drive before December 8th for a chance to win an Everything Christmas box. Visit easy242.com or call 461-0100 to get started.
You're listening to Talking Heads with Naughty and Mary Jane.
only on Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM.
We're back at you on the Friday, November 28th edition of Talking Heads. Your boy Naughty along with MJ and Earl the Pearl in the building. What's going on, Purdy?
Are you going to be that guy today?
No.
Okay.
Look here. Sometimes when I'm that guy, it gets misconstrued or perceived the wrong way. So, no, I won't be that guy today.
I'm good.
But I'll take a rain check on it and keep that card for another day when I can be that guy. And when that day comes, I will be that guy.
Sound like MJ shut you down.
I've been hearing about that game. And you know that my youngest is a Chiefs fan, right? So it was crazy yesterday. I'll put it like that.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh, so now he had bragging rights in the whole house.
And which was good, right? But then I've been hearing about it for like, I think we're approaching 24 hours now.
I took the high road. I took the high road with him.
You did, but I mean the whole focus, and then after that, the Ravens played, so then Sancho was in it. It's a lot, you know. It was a lot yesterday, Burley.
And Donnie pissed, Sancho pissed, and Naughty sitting on top of the world.
Because the right, king is good. Still on the throne. It's good to be the king.
It was fun to watch. It was fun to watch.
All right, let's go to the phone nice.
I missed that. I really missed that. I would have loved to have been there.
Let's get this one called in. Talking Heads.
Hey, Naughty, what's going on with you all, man?
What you got, Cleve? What's going on, man?
Call me Cleve, please.
We just right. Spoke to Cleve a little while ago.
Gardner,
I mean Gardner. My bad, Gardner.
But Naughty, right? Tell me something, right? Why do when you look around the office where you are, right? Don't go outside and look around. Go home and look around and tell me the thing. Tell me that all you see and all you see around is made in the Bahamas.
No, nope.
Everything you use is made in the Bahamas.
Can I say that?
Nothing you consume. It's not even the fish you eat. So must be. We got in a four beam and fish we can eat swine and then. Come on.
You're
so,
making
so
points.
Why do we hate foreigners? I mean, you know, Naughty, I don't know if you ever been to Turks, right?
I've been a couple times.
Turks, right? I don't know who he is because we got more behemoths down there than they got Turks Islanders. You understand me? You talk about how the Bahamas look. When you look at the Bahamas and Takes Island is the most sandy part of the Bahamas. Or this, you know, part of the archipelago, right? But Naughty, we can be an isolationist. We can attempt to be isolationist like the United States when Korean and talk about what the United States doing, and that's foolishness. Because we can't depend, like we work for our industry, what we try on tourism. We need the foreigners to come see me.
You're making good points, Cleve. Good points.
I mean Gardner.
Mm-hmm. I don't think it's about foreigners coming. I think it's about getting here in the right way.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no.
Because we do need some direct foreign import, but it's how you do it in the right way. You know, you're sneaking $5 million in here, and then you don't know who's who. And like, no, you got to get them the right way. We need this. We need that. You apply. You come in. You come in the right way. That's all. That's my thing about it.
I think most Bahamians hold that same opinion, probably.
I to me, Pearly, I'll be honest with you. I know a ton of Haitian Bahamians that I've grown up with. They've been here all their life trying to get paperwork because they claim, you know, to be Bahamian despite mixed parentage, so on and so forth.
Yeah.
I have a concern for them. I want to see those persons who have done it the right way, you know, get the paperwork they require. But I do have an issue. If you just arrived on a Monday and by Wednesday you have all your paperwork, you can't speak a lick of English, but you're showing up on businesses asking for a job, Houston, we got a problem.
I have a problem if you arrive in January and before the year out, you got citizenship. I got a problem with that.
So we got to look at that. And we got to look at all the entities involved who make a living off this.
But one of the things that we got to not forget, it is not just our Haitian brethren that we have a problem with. Mm. There's a lot of other nationalities.
Oh, well, I've been saying that.
Including those of a lighter hue.
Behind the gated communities.
All right.
Yeah, and Americans, you know, so Canadians, let's British.
Get down on them. They're the ones that are
South Africans. Yeah, a lot of just. I think at the end of the day, Bahamians just want to know that our immigration system is functioning properly, and then when we do have questions, that our government is responsive and gives, you know, everyone the information that we need.
And there's something that we got to look at. Speaking of expats, I need to know what's going on at the foot of the bridge with that proposal that I read about in the paper today. We need to see what's going on.
I heard there was a lot of fireworks at the time.
Correct.
I'm just getting up to speed on this. Some development, though, so I don't know what to say
yet. But emanating
from
the town hall meeting, Bahamians have to look at the feasibility of this. Have to look at the feasibility of what's going on. Is this proposal going to be beneficial long-term to Bahamians? What are we going to sacrifice in the time frame to get this done?
Yeah, talking about the pickleball
development.
Yeah. So I'm just waiting to get more information on that. I've heard some things, but not a lot, so not quite sure exactly what's happening. Just waiting to get a little bit more information. But when I heard pickleball, I was like, okay, hold on now. Because it's a public-private partnership.
And then, see,
we're just private, no problem. But when you're talking about, you know, Crown Land, etc.
And one of those buildings,
we should know what's happening.
One of those buildings in the proposed, you know, acreage that they want happens to be a national landmark.
What?
It's the old Pan Am building where the seaplanes used to go, and then it became the Basra offices.
Oh.
And even though it doesn't have a roof at the time, it is still considered a national landmark.
Okay.
Like the derelict National Theater of the Performing Arts that looks deplorable. In the words Ari Spears, it looks like garbage. Well, it's kind of a similar thing.
So that Basra building, you're saying, was formerly what?
The Pan Am
mm-hmm.
building, and then it became Basra.
Okay.
And like I said...
And it was made a landmark, or you're just saying it has historical value?
If I'm not mistaken, I need to do my due diligence. Uh-huh. It was made a national historical landmark because of where it was and what it was before. So I got to do my due diligence on that. But I'm telling you, there's something coming off this whole situation there. Because like I said, there were fireworks in that town hall meeting.
Yeah, I heard that.
And when you get, you know, Mr. Simonet fired up.
I heard that. My question, I don't think we have enough details yet about what exactly they proposed to put there.
The initial reports, and like I said, I got to do my due diligence.
I heard pickleball. I heard tennis.
Pickleball courts, tennis, a parking lot.
A parking lot. I heard a coffee shop. I mean,
there's some niceties there, but the crux of it is a parking lot. Because I feel that this obviously is tying to other...
A parking lot at the eastern end of Bay Street
Right opposite the soccer stadium. And if you're proposing this development... Then we're going to lose the soccer stadium until it's finished. And then we lose out on CONCACAF. We lose out on beach soccer. Mm. We lose out on Sand Wars with the flag football.
So you're saying the part of it is to buy, that means green
What's the
restaurant there? Green Pirate?
No, that ain't gone yet. But the funny thing about it is we need to see if Bahamians were trying to do stuff here. And asked out And now we're catering to a foreign entity. We need to find out what's going
on. I mean, once I heard pickleball, I was like, what? Now, what are we doing? What are we doing?
If you connect the dots.
Pickleball is a very fast growing sport.
It is a fast growing sport. But indeed.
Here's something that let me just throw it out.
But
there.
Let's not pretend that that's so accessible to every demographic. And so until we get
it's
more
not,
information.
No, that's
but, right. So until we get more information and you're talking about, you know, crown land that should be for the benefit of the majority of Bahamian people. Yeah, we're going to need some explanation.
Here's my guess. And since I predicted the Cowboys to beat the Chiefs.
Oh, he's.
And the Eagles.
Naughty
and
Thomas.
The Raiders. And Detroit next week. Hey, let me connect this. I'm just throwing it out there. This is my opinion. This is a hypothetical. This is not actual factual. This is just a hypothetical. If you look at the developments going on in the proximity. Mm-hmm. Of that proposed area, what they want to use it for. It's starting to make sense, considering I used to work to Blue Lagoon. I know the when we had the management contract up there for entertainment, I noticed that Blue Lagoon, they ship off their garbage and they transfer their staff every day. And it's a main drop-off point to downtown. I'm wondering if some of these other new resorts are popping up, or these projects popping up, in proximity, because there's a huge one over there on Rose Island.
Mm.
Okay?
I mean,
Go ahead, Pearly, sorry.
Sorry, not to cut you off, but I think what the former deputy prime minister is asking, would this welcome center and retail shop and ferry boat access be a guise for what's going on at Paradise Island and Rose Island? Like how...
Well, I'm thinking if you want to build
Blue
a parking lot.
Blue Lagoon Island has their welcome center and everything on Paradise, and then you catch the boat over to Blue Lagoon Island. It's suspicious of that what
oh,
it's about.
Okay.
You're going to have to have some sort of docking center to take care of your staff. They're going to need a place to park. You're going to need a proper facility to dispose of your waste. You're going to need proper facilities to store supplies to take
right,
up to said island.
I see the concerns now. I got the concerns now. So we need more answers. Particularly, like I said, this is a public-private partnership, okay? So,
See, what I'm concerned about
it can't
about
be
is,
a private-private partnership. We need to know the public part of it, like who's involved.
We need the public.
PPP between the Hotel Consultants Bahamas, mm-hmm. HCB, the Bahamas Football Association,
uh-huh.
and the government.
Mm-hmm.
Something.
And the location, it's interesting, but yeah.
Something going on.
Crown Land, it's... Yeah.
Okay. Also, good afternoon, Naughty and MJ and Pearly. Please check with Dr. Chris Curry of UB.
Mm-hmm.
That area near the bridge, as it is reputed to be sacred burial grounds of deceased slaves.
Oh.
Do we want to disturb them or allow building over them? And if you look over to the Eastern Parade,
there
is a cemetery on the Eastern Parade.
Oh, boy.
So you have to look out
for that. Yeah, but I don't know if across the street. I mean, because across the street may be reclaimed land.
Mm.
I'm not quite certain, but I understand what they're saying.
Yeah.
I know across the street there's the old graveyard where people have been buried there for hundreds of years.
Naughty, it was the seaport for Pan Am Airlines for amphibious travel. Yeah,
Dexter,
I appreciate it, but
Pan Am and seaplane, yeah.
And it was later used by Chalks after that. Before Chalks went,
but Chalks actually was on Paradise. Their airport was on Paradise Island.
Check and re-raise.
It
was there, and then when they did the Merv Griffin and they opened up the airport on Paradise Island, they had that space down there that later became the Royal. It was there for a minute, but originally it was across the bridge, Pearly, and then it was moved.
So that particular area seems to be interesting for many reasons. So we're going to need more information, you know.
All right, well, let's get up into sports now, because I'm looking at the time. It's 5:37.
We're kind of into it. We're talking pickleball.
I got a great Rich Eisen taking us home. What's more likely with the rest of these playoff scenarios, AFC and NFC?
God. It's got to be something with the Dallas Cowboys in that.
And
just
maybe the Dolphins.
So we got to wrap in like 5 minutes in order to make all of that happen. So let's just do the little post-mortem. Of yesterday, Pearly. Come on, Pearly. Fix your dolphin mouth to say how good the Cowboys look.
You really look good yesterday. Even though Mahomes put up 4 touchdown passes, the Cowboys looked really good yesterday. Your offense was clicking. Your defense was timely. I was impressed. I was very caught. Oh,
now You ready? How about this one?
Hold on, hold on. Blood went down my throat. Hold on.
Okay. Well, you can hemorrhage some more because let me lay this on you. Even though both of us are going to be wrong in our picks this week because we took the Eagles to probably bounce back against the Bears are punching them in the mouth right now, 24-9. Now, are you aware what happens if the Philadelphia Eagles drop to 8-4?
Oh, goodness.
The Dallas Cowboys are now 6-5-1, and the Philadelphia Eagles got some tough compo down the stretch, like Seattle. And let me pull up their remaining schedule. Let me pull up their schedule so you know. They still got the likes of the Chargers, not an easy out. They got two games against the Commanders, which is division games. They got the Bills. All is not said and done here. They could easily drop one more of them games. They may probably drop this one to the Bears today. That'll put them at 8-4. They drop one and they got the Browns. They still got to play, which is a rough game. Oh, no, they played them already. My bad. They got the Commanders twice, and they got the Bills in Buffalo. So look at it, Pearly. I'm looking here now. They could very well lose to the Chargers. They could lose one of them games to the Commanders. And they definitely could lose that game to the Bills. Say they drop them three. Now look at them. They 10-6 or 11-6. No, they 10-6. If they drop three of those games, that'd be 11-6. Cowboys run the board. Guess what we could be? 11-5-1. And guess who wins the NFC East? And making it 24 years that hasn't been a repeat champion, the Dallas Cowboys. So not only are we mathematically alive in the wild card,
Let me call Philip Davis or Michael Pinder. You really need to start waking for them because you could spin.
But, Pearly, you said it when I said it against the Raiders. Then you came back and said, well, that's the Raiders. I'll see it against the Eagles. They punched the Eagles in the mouth. Then I said they was going to beat the Chiefs. Just how I said we're going to run this board, I've said it. So I don't think that's spin. I think that's putting in your homework, looking at the numbers.
I'm not disputing that you picked those games right, but you didn't put the Dallas Cowboys in the Super Bowl.
No, I didn't. Not yet. But if we beat Detroit and we run the board, damn Skippy, I put them in the Super Bowl.
Oh, Lord. Okay.
Oh, so you could be that guy, but I can't be that guy.
I'd be that guy after them in a two World Series back-to-back.
Garbage. You're that guy.
That guy in the middle of the season. You
are that guy from April. You know, in fact, you're that guy from February when pitchers and catchers report. You just compound it when the Dodgers win. And you go extra, like the Yardi MC. But you're that guy from the first pitch of spring training, buddy. So after my Cowboys been maligned for so long and you all been piling on me, I can't be that guy for at least 24, 48 hours?
Okay, go ahead. Be that guy for 24, 48 hours. I just don't want you to have egg in your face later. Because, see, you can't take it when I rub it in. And I just don't want to do that because I didn't
No, Pearly.
MJ?
No.
Hey.
It's one thing. I's man. I's give and I's take.
No. You take with Lord, them snide remarks.
That's what you get for messing with a comedian. That's what you get for messing with a comedian. You got to proceed with caution.
Oh, you got me there. That's all you have to say. You got me there. No, you got to have something smart to say. And then I was like, oh, see, you don't take the fun out of even teasing, is it?
There's no fun in me getting teased, so let's take the fun out of it right away.
Yeah, it's fun in it.
For you, but not for me. So that's called self-preservation. It kicks in. I got defense mechanisms.
Okay, no problem.
It comes with the territory of being a Dallas Cowboy fan, Pearly. You know it to an extent, being a Dolphin fan.
It's going to be interesting to watch the Dallas-Detroit game. The Detroit who's back against the wall, who needs to respond. Dallas who's getting a little confident. I wouldn't say cocky, confident. It's going to be interesting to see. That should be a really good game.
Well, with 4 minutes left, 4:20 left in the fourth quarter, it's 24-9.
Now our name over.
The Bears beating up on the Eagles. And
they could be
legit. Caleb Williams, 17 to 35, 154 yards. One TD, one interception. DeAndre Swift, 18 carries, 125 yards. Kyle Manogai, 17 carries, 121 yards, both with a touchdown. By God, they got a running game in Chicago, Purley.
They sure do.
Ben Johnson went right there and did exactly what he's doing with Detroit with Jahmyr Gibbs and Montgomery. He's doing.
This is the same Chicago team that beat y'all too, right?
Correct.
All right, so they got a pretty year. Okay.
So now I want to hear with the same fervor the whole NFC East.
Everybody in the NFC East.
So yeah. I want to hear with the same fervor, you know, the today when the Eagles lose, the same garbage was piled on my Cowboys when we lost to the Bears. And I told you all then. I told you all then.
They got a tough schedule going forward. They got to play the Packers twice and the 49ers.
Yeah,
and the Lions.
But they might be the undoing of the Packers right there. They might win that division outright, Pearly. Detroit ain't gonna win it.
What I saw of the Packers yesterday, I have different respect for them.
Yeah, but remember now, Ben Johnson, his offensive coordinator in Detroit, used to light them up. Just remember that.
Yeah.
So there's a lot of give and take. All right, Pearly, we got to get to it, man. We got to get some sort of pick in today because the NFL game going out the window. Let's look at the NBA, man. Get these picks.
We got the Lakers and the Mavericks tonight.
Yeah, let's do the Lakers and the Mavericks. I like the Lakers over the Mavericks for sure. Cavaliers and the Hawks. I like the Hawks at home in this one.
I like the Hawks at home. The Cavaliers just something not looking right with them just yet.
Excuse me.
I don't know.
The 76ers against the Nets. No VJ Edgecombe. I got to roll with the Nets. They might get one
VJ,
tonight.
How long is VJ out for?
You know what? Philadelphia 7.5-point favorites. The Nets got some injuries.
How long is VJ out for?
They don't say. They don't know.
Day to day.
They don't know. Oh, my goodness.
So.
But it's not as bad as they thought it would have been.
Well, that's good news.
But obviously, if they're resting him and keeping him out of the lineup, there needs to be some sort of therapy and stuff going on there. It's not just bounce back in. So let's keep an eye on it.
It's his calf. And you know, when you get a calf pull, you gotta take your time with that.
Mm. I'm still going to roll with the Sixers tonight, though. The Nets got some injuries.
Yeah, I'll take the Sixers tonight on the money line, though.
The Bulls over the Hornets. I like the Bulls over the Hornets tonight for sure.
I like the Hornets at home tonight.
All right. You got the Pistons and the Magic. I like the Pistons at home over the Magic.
Yeah.
The Wizards and the Pacers, do we even have to pick this one? I'm going to go with the Wizards.
I'll take the Pacers and the points.
Well, the Pacers land the points, so that's why I'm taking the Wizards plus the 7.5.
I'll take but I'm going to take the Pacers and the minus 7.5.
Okay, fine. Bucks and the Knicks. Bucks still got some injuries, so I'll take the Knicks in this one.
On money line, though. I ain't learned to trust the Knicks for the year yet.
Suns and the Thunder. I'm going to take the Thunder at home. And the money line, because 15 is too much to cover.
Who wouldn't take them at home? Against the Suns?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I'll ride with you in the money line.
Nuggets at home against the Spurs.
I'm understanding why it's 7.5. Somebody hurt?
They got no Wemby, and they got some other injuries to the Spurs.
Oh, Wemby out and Castle out.
I'm going to take this one just based on the fact no Wemby, no Castle, and they got some other game time decisions. I'm going to take the Nuggets and the money line on this one.
I'll take the Nuggets and the money line too.
And the last one between the Kings and the Jazz, they both suck, so I'm going to take the Jazz at home minus the 2 points.
I'll take the Jazz at home minus the 2 points. So what about the Clippers and the Grizzlies?
I'm going to roll with the Grizzlies in this one.
The Moran out, you know. Moran and Small out.
Oh, never mind. I'm going to roll with the Clippers in this one, money line.
And the Clippers that lost against the Lakers kind of hurt them. And Kawhi called them out. I think they're coming out with a little thing in the eye tonight. I'm going to take the Clippers and the money line.
Lakers and the Mavericks. I like the Lakers at home, and I'll take them in the money line. The 9.5, a little bit too much for me.
You think so?
Yeah, I don't trust it. I think they may play down. I think they may get the win, but they may...
Lively out. Exum out.
But they've been out. Both of them been out.
Both of them been out. That's true. Smart is a game time decision.
Lakers in the money line. That's how I feel safe with that one.
I like the Lakers in the points tonight. I look like DeAndre's back tonight as well.
Mm. All right, we'll see how it all pans out. But I be sure to join us for the press box on Sunday, 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. right here on Guardian Radio. We'll get you all caught up with that. For Pearly, for MJ. And for everybody who chimed in, Mr. Super Producer himself, and enjoy your vacay next week, Mr. Producer Man. Be safe travel.
We're gonna miss you.
Producer told me, saying, now, Pearly, I'm going on vacation. Please don't get a letter this time. Because you know, the last time I go on vacation, you got
a letter. Oh, Lord.
Oh, boy. So,
have a great weekend, everybody. Enjoy the rest of your Thanksgiving.
Have a great weekend.
And we'll see you Monday here on Talking Heads with our special guest, Belinda Wilson.
Oh, that should be fun.
Craving something bold, fresh, and unforgettable? Tropical Gyros is your flavor-packed escape, a Carib-Greek fusion born right here in Nassau. From juicy grilled salmon, chicken, and pork gyros to loaded bowls, fresh salads, wings, and more, there's something for every craving. Find Tropical Gyros at any of their locations, JFK Plaza, Rosetta Street, Port Lucaya Freeport, or their franchise spots on Prince Charles Drive, Soldier Road West, Delaporte, and Carmichael Road. Tropical Gyros, not just good food, it's an experience.
For fast, reliable, and impactful printing services, look no further. Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life. We stand by our quality products that is second to none. Our affordable pricing and friendly, efficient staff makes Printmasters the ultimate choice for all your printing needs. We can deliver any type of printing services, from banners to booklets to business cards. You name it, we can print it.
Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life.
Located in the Nassau Guardian Building, telephone 302-2361.
John Shoes and Accessories is your one-stop shop for all your footwear needs. You will find what you're looking for among the growing collection of classic and trendy styles, with new arrivals every week. John's covers the whole family and has great prices, helpful and friendly customer service. Your experience shopping with us will be time well spent. Shop with us online at www.johnshoes.com. John's also now carries small home appliances. So come on into John's, located on Rosetta Street in Palmdale and Carmichael Road West. John's, we put fashion at your feet.
What's on your wish list this year? A family staycation.
A shopping spree.
Surprise me.
Tis the season of surprises. You could win a tech bundle, family staycation, US$1,000 cash back, or US$500 Amazon voucher. Simply use your CIBC Caribbean Visa credit card or Visa debit card for a minimum spend of US$100 or more. Learn more at www.cibccaribbean.com. Terms and conditions apply.
Tis the season to crunch and be merry with KFC's festive feast. Gather around the table, the laughter, and the people you love most with KFC flavor that makes every moment brighter. So whether you're here for original memes or spicy moments, gather around for the memories that truly matter. Share 8 juicy pieces of your favorite KFC chicken with 4 buttery biscuits and make it extra festive with your favorite sides. Make moments full of flavor, not dish duty. KFC, it's finger licking good.
You're listening to Talking Heads with Naughty and Mary Jane.
Mary Jane.
Only on Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM.
On Wednesday's show, we did a What's More Likely for the 3 Thanksgiving Day games.
Indeed, yes, yes.
Oh, this is a regular Friday. What's More Likely just happens to be on the Thanksgiving Day Friday for the rest of the National Football League, or just sports weekend in Week 13, because I have a feeling, Chris, I don't know what you got over there. But you may, do you have a Michigan-Ohio State one over there for What's More Likely?
I don't.
Oh, damn it. All right, hit it.
What's more likely?
Never say never, but never.
I mean, I could come up with one.
It's all right.
I mean, I was sticking out of my mouth.
I'm on pins and needles enough of this recording.
You have an EKG appointment Saturday afternoon, or?
No, what I have Saturday afternoon is an NFL game day morning meeting that's usually at 3 Eastern, noon local.
Sure.
Which, as you know, based on all of the 19-minute-long commercial breaks and 40-minute-long, because both
marching bands have to play halftime show on Fox.
So fourth quarter is going to be like the start of your meeting.
Del Tufo is going to make a meal during halftime.
Yes.
And also, you know, 3.5 minute long commercial breaks that he swears is not just only a Fox
thing. And it doesn't actually start till 9:15.
Yeah. Oh God.
Yeah. So.
Oh my God.
Yeah. Whole fourth quarter.
So I that reminds me, after we're done taping this, I have to send a text to Luke Lessard, our line producer, crack line producer of NFL Game Day Morning, and saying that meeting's got to start at 1 o'clock Pacific, 4 Eastern, because you know, I'm otherwise. Full Magic Johnson.
What's up, Trevor?
I'm not kidding. Okay.
Well, before all of that,
yes,
there is a great game on Friday. Bears, Eagles.
Yes,
guys, is it more likely that A.J. Brown has another great game and the Eagles lose? Or A.J. Brown is pedestrian and the Eagles win?
Last one. I don't think the Eagles lose this game. And so if I have to choose one, I'll choose the win, and that it's an A.J. Brown pedestrian stat line.
That seems like it's the way things go. He's just kind of so-so, and they pull out a dub. But,
I don't know, man.
You know, last week he was awesome, and they lost.
At some point, they are just going to say, F it. We're handing it to Saquon 25 times.
I'm not sure that works.
We're telling the offensive line, as banged up as you are, or the shadow of your former selves as you may be, this is the way through. This is the way. And this is the way we're going to do it. And come up with some other runs than the other. If it doesn't work between the tackles, get him out wide. Put him in space. What the hell are we doing? Not to sound like everybody in Philadelphia right now. But I'll go with A.J. Brown as pedestrian, where his stat line is.
Stat line.
And the Eagles win.
I prefer the former to that.
I know you do. Oh, are you and Ashton watching in the barn together? Where, you know,
I mean, why is everything going to come back to the barn?
Well, because
I mean, I'll probably be in the barn.
Ashton, the two of you have a similar goal in this game on Friday.
Yeah,
I would say so.
Yeah. The enemy of your enemy,
which is Bears win. You know. Yeah.
Bears. Let's go.
I'll probably be in the barn just to answer your
there
question.
You go. Was that so tough?
Bar. You know, the more I think about it, you're right, Rich. San Francisco and Cleveland is going to be pretty interesting,
yes,
and I want to keep an eye on this one. Is it more likely that Christian McCaffrey goes for 125 or more total yards?
Yes.
Which he's done 7 times this
year. Yes.
Or Myles Garrett has 2+ sacks, which he's done 5 times this season.
I'm going to do what you don't want me to do. I'm going to say both.
You can't do that.
I can only choose one.
Well, I'm putting my marker down on both.
No, that's not how the game is played. We've only been doing this like 7 years.
You know he never accepts that answer.
One or the other.
6-7.
I'll go Myles Garrett has more than 2 sacks.
Was that so hard?
Yes, it was hard. It was hard because you know I love Christian McCaffrey.
Yeah, but this doesn't have to do with love.
Yeah.
What's love got to do with it?
I know that.
Got to do
it. But I'll just say that if the Browns defense shows up, then obviously Garrett's going to get the sacks, and they'll remove McCaffrey from the chessboard. That's what they'll attempt to do here. You know, so I'll go with that one.
Plus, I really wanted to get 30.
Both. I'm saying both because both is going to happen.
I really wanted to get
in this
30,
case, yeah. I think both are going to happen.
Thank you. Was that so tough?
Listen, this isn't my game, you know.
It's our game. TJ.
Guys, who's more likely to be considered the AFC South frontrunner on Monday? The Jaguars or the Colts?
Ooh.
Oh. Hmm. Why wouldn't you choose the Texans? Because if the Jaguars are the front runners, that means the Texans have beaten the Colts. The Jaguars have yet to play them. And the Jaguars have beaten the Raiders and the Cardinals and the Titans. And they are firmly in the category of who have they really beaten.
Because the Texans
will have... Why wouldn't you say that?
Houston will have one more loss than each of these teams.
I get it. But the Jaguars and the Texans will have split. They'll be one game behind the Jaguars.
You want to put Houston in there? Go ahead.
Who will be... And if Houston beats the Colts and the Jaguars beat the Titans, then the Colts and the Jaguars are one in front of Houston, and Houston will have really started to put... They'll put 4 in a row. So I would go... I'll say, just for this, I'll say Jaguars. Chris.
You're going to pick Houston on Sunday, aren't you?
Obviously just, you know, revealed a hand here. But as you know, Houston has always had a problem winning in that stadium.
Mm-hmm.
Always.
Indeed.
Winning in that city. So they probably even can't get their order taken in half those restaurants.
More likely to be the higher total, guys. Jackson Smith and Jigba receiving yards or every Vikings pass catcher combined.
I'm going to go all Vikings pass catchers combined.
Wow, you're a Brosner believer. What is his name?
Brosmer.
Believer.
Believer.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm B squared, man.
Double B's. Yeah.
Excuse me, sir. It's a family show. I'm going to go with.
You're talking yourself into
mass,
it.
I'll go with the entirety of the Vikings. So you're saying Darnold will have more passing yards directly to Jackson Smith and Jigba than Brosmer has in the entire game.
I was being polite by leaving the quarterback out of it, but yes.
I'll go with the field.
The field. I love it, really.
Come on, man. This guy's suiting up, right?
If you have him in fantasy, Justin Jefferson, are you dropping him? Are you benching him?
No,
are you going to try to trade him?
Trade deadline's
over. Not in Cooper's league.
Really?
Oh, dude.
Nothing week 13 is crazy. Trade deadline?
Nothing is crazier than watching 14-year-olds go back and forth and offer trades.
That'd be great.
Because it's all like, I want your best players, and here are my slappies. Yeah. Okay.
Here are three terrible
players.
Cooper
got offered Drake London, who was injured last week, for Derrick Henry and Devontae Smith. Because the kid pulled Puka from the table. And Puka's numbers don't even match the combined numbers of Derrick Henry and Devontae Smith. But that's a fantasy thing. I chose my answer. What else you got?
Guys, Matthew Stafford has been on an app.